more aware of the contradictions, the sort of political, socio-political dimensions of the environment. So there's often a sense of ordeal as well in these walks. I don't necessarily like the idea of walks being straightforward and resolved. I like the idea of walks that have that themselves are kind of full of contradictions and difficulties and challenges. So, I mean, for example, a walk I did many years ago in 1997, where a group of strangers were recruited and taken through a post-industrial desolate landscape and walking for a long way with a very unfriendly, very surly guide. Okay, many interventions in the city, in a lot of things in Nottingham, because that's where I was living. And then more recently, I've been doing sound walks under the name Open City. And I've been doing those in places such as Tokyo and in Canada and all over Europe. Getting lost seems to be quite a feature of the work. I like the groups to become disorientated and to, yeah, that's part of the ordeal, I guess. And also, I like to stage interventions, discrete public interventions. Very simple things often, such as just standing still in the street or looking at a particular fixed point. Here we go. This is a walk that I did as part of a Radiator Festival with a collaborator, Katie Doubleday. And this is in Nottingham. The participants, maybe 50 people, each had an iPod with a recording on it, and as they moved through space, synchronized, they were instructed to perform certain collective actions. So here they were all looking up together, and of course everybody else in the city wants to know what those people are looking at. So you have maybe 100, 150 people all looking up in the sky at nothing. Another feature of the work involves instruction and how to kind of convey information to participants and to others. So I've experimented a bit with several cards and posters and also done things by word of mouth. Another important thing that I've done is disrupting the everyday life of the city by playing games in city centres. So this is a game called Camera Tig, where people try to capture one another's photographs, and it completely overturns the usual kind of patterns of behaviour in the city centre. It's really disruptive activity. More posters. One thing that I've done is try to find different routes through the city. I'm interested in bisecting the environment through imposing arbitrary or random kind of patterns on the city. So, for example, Beating the Bounds, which was a project that we did in 2011, took a group of people around the circumference of the city boundary of Nottingham, which is maybe 40-something miles. We performed every so often we would perform some sort of action, some sort of representation of the border. And it lasted for many, many hours. And we were exhausted. this was quite a nice project in Derbyshire. I actually know Staffordshire, but quite near to where I live in Derbyshire. And the I got a group of people to lay down on a very frosty morning wearing survival bags, and they melted the frost beneath them. So you ended up with these beautiful patterns in the grass. And I've done various walks in within buildings. So this one took place in Lyon in 2013. And in Canada, in Toronto. And I've shown in a few galleries since then, so sort of expanding the project a bit. This one was in an exhibition, the British Ceramics Biennial, which takes place in Stoke-on-Trent in the UK in an abandoned factory. So I devised a sound walk to take people through this former Spode factory, very famous brand of ceramic. And the soundtrack kind of evoked some of the processes, some of the technical and other processes that took place within the factory, and a sort of historical record, but a very sort of partial one. I've done a few festivals as well, so as well as the Mobile Audio Fest, which I'm really looking forward to. I've done a couple of festivals last year in Berlin and in Belgrade, where I devised a sound walk that took place over an hour or two, and people were taken through different environments, all synchronized with the iPod, and I was walking through those spaces with them, acting as a kind of pacemaker. Yeah, quite recently I was doing a sound walk in Sweden, and very interested in, it's a city called Norrköping, and a former industrial city, but one that's been really beautified and has some incredible channeling of the river that runs through the city. And I begun, it was a kind of critique of the guided tour. That was my intention, was to explore the kind of apparent certainties and try to undermine the certainties of the official guided tour. So we began in the city centre and moved out through increasingly desolate industrial areas to end up stood in a forest. And I think that brings us up to date in terms of things on the website. So what I want to do for the workshop in Aix-en-Provence is to try to find routes through the city that are interesting, that kind of reflect perhaps the historical and the current sort of social, political dimensions of the city. I'm interested in one thing is the collaboration. So I'm lucky to have a few students who've signed up to collaborate with me. This is the first time I will have done a truly collaborative sound walk. So I'm very, very excited about the potential for that. So I think that pretty much concludes my presentation. Does anyone have any questions? Yes.
Don't you think it's kind of absurd that people, when you give them rules and instructions, follow them without any complaints or anything? It's kind of this psychological effect of submission in a way.
Absolutely. I feel the responsibility as the artist who's telling people to do things I just feel that's crazy. Why do they do it?
Why do they listen?
I know. I think it's this thing about art having a particular kind of authority. It's not a sort of rigid authority. It's a kind of human, flexible authority.
Yeah, it's like television. When you're on TV, they're going to follow new rules.
Yeah.
It's television. The same for art, I guess.
Yeah. I think art has this amazing potential for a kind of social change, but in a very soft kind of very different kind of form. You know, completely not propaganda. It's much more a kind of it sort of creeps in all sorts of ways. And of course, sort of authorities don't know how to deal with that kind of approach. It's not like a big protest. It's something much more subtle. So I think you can achieve quite a lot with these kind of urban interventions in the city. Thank you. Any other questions? No? Okay, well, I'll leave it there. Thank you very much. Thank you. I didn't realise you were going to be introducing it at that point, so I thought you... Were you talking about the festival before I...
Well, I was just putting it in context, you know.
Good. Okay, thank you. I hope I didn't miss things too much.
Bonjour à tous.
We're doing a radio program next week.
Okay.
So we've got like an hour's radio program, so we need to get some material. We'll do some interviews.